Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com. Do a search for The Best Hour or at blogtalkradio.com/Course Mastery. We're going to be discussing A Course in Miracles, the workbook lesson, and today is lesson 40. And I'm joined this morning by my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning. And I'd like to add that they can also find us at truthought.org.
Yes, they can. That's our spiritual ministry, our spiritual community, True Thought, and you can find us at truthought.org. All right. So we're ready to jump in. And before we begin, let's join together, as we always do, for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I am blessed as a son of God. Today we will begin to assert some of the happy things to which you are entitled, being what you are. No long practice periods are required today, but very frequent short ones are necessary. Once every 10 minutes would be highly desirable, and you are urged to attempt this schedule and to adhere to it whenever possible. If you forget, try again. If there are long interruptions, try again. Whenever you remember, try again.
You need not close your eyes for the exercise periods, although you will probably find it more helpful if you do. However, you may be in a number of situations during the day when closing your eyes would not be appropriate. Do not miss a practice period because of this. You can practice quite well under almost any circumstance if you really want to.
Today's exercises take little time and no effort. Repeat today's idea. I am blessed as a son of God. And then add several of the attributes which you associate with being a son of God, applying them to yourself. One practice period might, for example, consist of the following. I am blessed as a son of God. I am happy, peaceful, loving, and contented. Another might be something as follows. I am blessed as a son of God. I am calm, quiet, assured, and confident.
If only a brief period is available, merely telling yourself that you are blessed as a son of God will do.
I am blessed as a son of God, and so it is. Let's join together again for a brief moment of silence. I am blessed as a child of God. I am blessed as the extension of love. I am blessed as the knowing of myself as the energy of the Creator in action. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. We are truly blessed, though we have denied that blessing because we're listening, by and large, to a voice of fear, a voice of guilt. And the world that we see reflecting that voice lets us know what we're giving our awareness and attention to quite easily. But today's lesson is one of celebration. Today's lesson is one that lets us know that there are happy things for us to begin to consider. Yes, we can look outside ourselves and see all kinds of reasons and all the proof that we need to be worried, to be concerned, to be depressed, to be anxious, to experience anxiety, to experience fear, guilt, sin, sickness, all of that stuff. That's all that stuff. But all of that stuff is like this little house that it's all contained within. And we're going to call that the house of illusion today. And today we can see that that little house, just like the sleeping self is contained within the self that you are in this moment. Yes, you'll go back to sleep again tonight, and you'll wake up again from that sleeping self tomorrow morning. But that's not all of who you are. It's very limited. It's a little house compared to all that you are. As you're safe at home in bed, sleeping all night, and the life that you're living, and the life that you're waking up to, and the people in your life, and the events and places and things that you plan to do today. We're completely oblivious to that little self, living in that little house, that little sleeping self. And we can begin to see this ego, even the self that we think ourselves to be right now, is also this little ego self living in a little house. And it's contained within the glorious, amazing dimension of all that is, the truth of who and what we are. that little imaginary self, personality self, human self, is contained within that bigger mind. And that's the mind we point to today. And there is much to be happy about. There's much to celebrate because we are as God created us to be. We cannot be different than what God has created us to be. So we are perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. We must see ourselves therefrom. And today's wonderful and inspirational lesson is, I am blessed as the perfect child of God. I am blessed because of what God has created me to be, not what I've created me to be, because what I've created me to be is the opposite of what God's created me to be. And it's time today to begin to listen, to stray a little bit at least from a commitment to thinking that we are what we've made ourselves up to be and that we are as God intended us to be, perfect, whole, free, spirit, and the everlasting expression of love. I am blessed as God's perfect child.
Mm. Glory, hallelujah. I mean, seriously, glory, hallelujah. I am and remain as God created me to be, a perfect divine emanation, a spark of the divine itself, extended out into form as this expression. And so I am indeed blessed. Whether I call myself a son of God, a daughter of God, a child of God, an emanation of light of God, matters not. None of that matters. All that matters is this divine identity and returning to it. We have decided or realized in true thought, spiritual community, that the basis of everything, of all of our teaching, is this identity, this divine identity that God and I are one. And that in this I am blessed, and this my brothers and sisters are blessed, and this all of creation is blessed, and this the perceiver becomes the blessing that extends the holy sight of God. We become the channel of that sight here in this experience and in this expression. All of the lessons have been building towards this, the blessing that we are, the purpose for our being here, the emissaries of salvation, and it all depends and hinges upon the recognition of our holiness, our wholeness, our perfection, because of who and what we are. And we are first and foremost spirit, unlimited, free, and divine. And from this, everything else emanates, and all of the happy attributes that we may play with today during our exercises, happy, peaceful, loving, contented, calm, quiet, assured, confident, blissful, whole, joyous, all of these attributes that we may identify as being a part of this experience of recognition, remembering again our divine identity, has nothing to do with the world. That this divine identity turns the laws of the world completely upside down and right, sided, or I don't know how to say that, but it restores it to sanity. It restores it to its divine order. And so all of these attributes, our peace, our calm, our happiness, aren't of the world. We no longer look to the world for these things. The world wasn't created the way that it is to give us that, but our divine identity and our anchoring in that does. So God is the source of all of this. So it matters not what the conditions of the world may seem to appear to be, that we walk through this day declaring, I am blessed as a child of God. No matter what's going on out there, no matter what is happening, we are blessed because of who we are, what we are, and that doesn't change, and it's unconditional. And so as we do this, the world does change, and it does become the vision of Christ. It does become that image of a mind joined with the mind of God. And so we are blessed as a son of God. I am blessed as a son of God. And side note, I've had fun saying the actual what seems to be a pronoun. But if you can see this, the S in son is capitalized. It's symbolizing something way beyond gender, way beyond child, way beyond, anything that we associate in this world. So change the word if you need. I see no problem with that. Do you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Words are just symbols of symbols.
Yeah.
There's no gender in love. There's no gender in God. And we are the ones who've introduced gender through our creation of a world of separation. And even in that creation of separation, it's impossible. We have to join with each other, even physically, in order to perpetuate the experience.
Yeah, for years I resisted saying that. Today, it doesn't bother me. And I even chuckle and laugh because I'm the youngest of four daughters, and I was my dad's last hope to be a son. And so I joke with myself and say, I am a son. I am a son of God. And I am more than that. I am Christ in expression. I am the emanation of the spark of the divine, a chip off the old block, so to speak, huh? So, anyway.
Wonderful. I am blessed as the Son of God, because I am the Son of God.
So this is a joyful practice today, frequently throughout the day, anywhere it can be practiced. And
I used to recommend for people to set their smartphone, to go off every 10 minutes as a reminder. But lately, Spirit's been asking us to step away from those devices. So today we're going to see what we can do without that nudging from our smartphone and the electronics in our life. And let's just see what our mind brings forth. And if you've got someone to spend your day with, challenge them to help you remember that every so often today we repeat to each other, hey, I am blessed because I am a child of God.
Yes.
Awesome.
And so it is.
And so it is. Stay the course, mighty companion. God bless you. You are blessed because you are a child of God. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created, and which you love. Amen.
I said,